ja, sawal kiye ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show. Hope you're all ready around your radio or your computer for an hour of quizzing fun. Today we have an all-boys team, so I've included a fun category that is sure to appeal to them. It's called Board, Card and Video Games. If you think I'm stereotyping, let me remind you that I've been asking the kids participating on the show if they play, asking the girls participating on the show if they play video games. And other than Wii Sports and Dance Dance Revolution, they rarely said yes. So I'm sure there are girls out there who love video games, but I know the three boys in the studio today are quite happy with the category, right?
Yes!
Our next category is nutrition, because March is National Nutrition Month and it's always a good time to talk about vitamins and healthy eating. And of course, as always, we have current events as our third category. Before we begin, some housekeeping items. Remember that you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, at 1550 AM. Then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. And my email to reach me for any questions about the show or to find out more information or if you want to sponsor some of the prizes on the show is safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. You've already heard what the topics are. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass or answer the question. There are no negative marks for passing. And if you answer the question right, you get 5 points. This rule is very important. If you buzz in first, you have to answer the question. You cannot pass. So which means be careful about buzzing in first and don't buzz in unless you're absolutely sure. But you can buzz in during the middle of my asking the question. I won't continue with the question, so you'll have to take a guess at what my question might have been. We've also changed the buzzer in response to some feedback by parents and kids that some buzzers are louder, so those kids who have that buzzer have an advantage. This has been particularly true of the doorbell buzzer, which has been used by every single one of our champions so far. So since we cannot actually split up the doorbell buzzers into three, we decided we'd find a new system that was a little fairer to the contestants. What has happened because of that is that all the buzzers now sound the same, but they are all connected to a console in the studio, and whoever presses the buzzer first, his button lights up. I recognize this is a problem for people who are listening on the radio, but each contestant has a separate colored buzzer. So when the buzzer lights up, I'll try and remember to announce which color has buzzed so you know which child has buzzed in first. The advantage to that is that there is less chance of human error. The machine is deciding who buzzed in first, so we don't have any dispute about, you know, I buzzed in first, but you didn't hear me, my buzzer was not loud enough, etc. So, let's see. For the kids who are listening at home, I have a listener question at the end of each round as usual, so do keep listening and answer that question for a chance to win prizes, and I will announce the phone number at the when I mention the question. Okay, so with that, let me introduce our contestants today for our episode. Our new contestant is Shreyas. Shreyas, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. I like red, and I go to Johnson Elementary School, and I'm in grade 4.
Fantastic. Which city is that school in?
It's in Milpitas.
It's a Milpitas school. Shreyas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and our next contestant is Abhinav. He's also a new contestant to the show. Abhinav, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm 10 years old, and I live in San Ramon. I go to Walt Disney Elementary School.
What a nice, cool name. Does that mean that you guys get to go to Disneyland?
No.
Oh, what a pity. I think that should be one of the perks, right, of having a school called Walt Disney Elementary. All right, and our returning champion is Pranav Satish. Welcome back to the show, Pranav.
Thanks.
Tell us a little more about yourself. What is the thing that you like to do in your spare time?
I play football and soccer as one of my sports hobbies.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a favorite team?
Yes. For like Major League Baseball, I had the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
as I'm wearing right now. And for the football team, I like the 49ers.
49ers. They did really well last year, huh? Yep. Are you hoping that they're going to win this time?
Yep.
Absolutely. Everybody, please stay close to the mic so the listeners can also hear the answers. You have to be really close to the mic so I can hear you. You heard the buzzer. Let's press the buzzer again. So, hang on. Let me see if we can get a mic to the buzzer. Can we? Is there a way to do it? Or maybe not. Let's get it close there. Let's do that. So, let's press. Abhinav, why don't you press the buzzer so the listeners know what the sound is like. There you go. So, that's the sound of the buzzer. And after the buzzer, each contestant has 10 seconds to answer before the question passes. Okay? All right, are we ready? We are ready for our first episode?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh?
Let's do a Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja cheer before we begin. Yeah?
Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja!
And that is our cheer for the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. And our first category is board, card and video games. Ready with your buzzers, kids?
Yes.
Okay. First question. In the game Uno, what does Uno mean? Yes,
one.
Green. Abhinav got it right. Uno means one. And he gets 10 points. Question number two. This popular video game's name means a circle of light surrounding the head of a holy person. You know, I have to say that this is a really a good reflection on their parents because they don't know the name of this game, which is very, 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 very popular. It's called Halo.
Oh,
of course. Now you know it. Question number three. The classic version of this game allows you to build and rent hotels and houses. Yes,
Monopoly.
Abhinav. Monopoly. Abhinav guessed it right again. And that was the green buzzer going off. Do you know that the Monopoly was invented on March 7th, 1933? So we just celebrated its 80th birthday. Oh. Yeah, it's been around for that long. Question number four. The word Pokemon is actually a contraction of two words. Which two words? Yes.
Pokey and Mon?
No, that is not correct. Does anybody else? You owe me 5 points, Shreyas. And does anybody else? Actually, the question passes to Abhinav.
Pass.
Pranav. The Pokemon stands for Pocket Monster. Yeah, you learned something today, didn't you? Okay, question number five. The acronym MMORPG is often used when describing online games played among many people. Can you tell me the full form of MMORPG? Somebody want to take a stab at it? Want to try? No? It stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. Okay. How about this one? Question number six. A hidden message or an inside joke in a video game is called this. Oh, Pranav thinks he knows it, but it's in the tip of his tongue, but it's not coming out.
It was there on the news.
A hidden message or an inside joke in a video game is called this. No? It's called an Easter egg.
Yes.
Okay, question number seven. I have to say that despite their love for video games, we are not doing particularly well in this category. Question number seven. This card game's name comes from a word that means by oneself or alone. It's a one-person, single-person game. You play it with cards and you... Yes.
Solitaire.
Solitaire is right. And that was the orange button and 10 points go to Pranav. Okay. Question number eight. Which video game console is the successor to the Wii? Yes, Pranav.
Video game console?
Console.
Like the name of the
console? Name of the console. What is called, right now it's called Wii. What comes after the Wii?
Wii U.
Wii U is right. And he got it just within the 10 seconds that he had. Okay, two more questions in this category, guys. In the game of chess, there is a move called castling. It involves a king and one other piece. Yes.
The rook.
Correct. That was Abhinav and he got it right. And the last question in this category before we go to the listener question. In the classic game of Scrabble in English, which two letters have the most points? You can even give me one letter. One letter that has the most points. Yes.
A.
A doesn't have the most points. You give me 5 points back.
Question. So which letter
has... Worth more most points. Yes.
Okay,
question passes to Shreyas.
Pass.
Z is right. Q and Z are the two ones. Shreyas, you are a very honorable person because he did mention the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, we come to the end of the first round. After we take a break, we'll see how many points everyone has. But now let's go to our listener question. Ready, guys? In the classic game... Oh, sorry. That was my question number 10. In the popular Nintendo series, what professions do Mario and Luigi have? What's their job? What professions do Mario and Luigi have? And let's give out a call out number. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Mario and Luigi, what jobs do they have in the popular Nintendo series? Okay, let's take our first caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What answer do we have? What's your name first?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name's Kiran.
Kiran? Yes, Kiran?
Yeah.
And your answer is?
Mario and Luigi are plumbers.
Plumbers, okay. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Madhvi.
Madhvi?
I think that they are plumbers.
Plumbers, okay. Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Roshni.
Roshni? Yes,
yeah.
Roshni. What's the answer?
They're plumbers.
Plumbers. Well, these girls are... disproving my belief that boys play more video games, because all the answers so far have been girls. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Aditya.
Aditya? Okay, Aditya.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Name. Tell me, spell your name.
S-A-B-E-E-N-A.
Oh, Sabina. Yes, go ahead.
They're plumbers.
Plumbers. Let's take another call. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You're on air. What's your name?
My name is Gaurav.
Gaurav. What's your answer, Gaurav?
They are plumbers.
Plumbers. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your answer? What's your name?
Question?
The question is, what is the profession of Mario and Luigi?
They are plumbers.
And what's your name?
Ameya.
Ameya. Okay. Okay, next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Archit.
Archit. Hi, Archit. Yes, I got your spelling. What's your answer, Archit?
Plumbers.
Plumbers. Let's take two more calls. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? You're on air. Hi.
Ishan, and the answer is plumbers.
That's Ishan. Thank you, Ishan. And our last caller for this question is, who is this?
Hi, my name is Anshul.
Anshul. Hi, Anshul. Your answer is?
Plumbers.
Plumbers. And with that, we come to the end of the listener questions for the first round. When we come back from our break, we are going to tote up the points of the contestants in the studio, and then we'll also draw a raffle to see who won our listener question for the first round. With that, let's take a break. Kids, say it with me.
Hey,
Anju, do you sawal kiye ja.
My kids, why don't you send them to Safari Kid? My children love it and are very...
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja sawal kiye ja.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. We've already finished one round and are on to our second round. Our first round was a very boy... specific round, which is board, card, and video games. But during the break, when we asked the listener question, we had a lot of responses from girls. So I take back my statement that maybe boys would like the category more than girls. I think girls like board and card games at least, and plenty of video games too, because our listener question was about the video games, and our winner for that question is Ameya. Ameya, if you're listening, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com to claim your prize. And let's see how many points our contestants have. Let's go first to Shreyas. Shreyas?
Minus 5.
Shreyas has minus 5. Not to worry. We have plenty of questions for you to be able to catch up. Let's go to Abhinav. How many points do you have, Abhinav?
I have 35.
Abhinav has 35 points. And let's go to our champion, last week's champion, Pranav Satish. How many points do you have, Pranav?
15.
Did you find that you were not buzzing in as fast as you thought you were?
Yeah.
You would? Yeah. So, certainly when the questions are easy, buzzer skills do matter. So, we have our point totals. Minus 5 for Shreyas, 35 for Abhinav, and 15 for Pranav. But we have two more rounds left, so there's plenty of time to catch up and go ahead and have the game completely change and have the lead completely change. Okay, so did you know that March is National Nutrition Month? So I thought it would be a good idea to have a quiz category for that, and our second category is nutrition. Okay, everybody ready? Hands on buzzers. Let's play our second round. Question number one. Oranges are a good source of this vitamin, which is supposed to help you fight colds. Yes.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. And with that, Shreyas is off on the board. So we are going to give him just 5 points because he had -5. But you're on the board. You're in positive territory now.
Yay!
Yay! Question number two. Which vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin? Yes, Pranav.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D is right. And Pranav gets 10 points. Question number three. Shortage of this mineral in the body may lead to a condition called anemia. Yes, Pranav.
Calcium?
Nope. You need to give me 5 points.
Oh.
Question passes to Shreyas.
Pass.
Pass. Question Pass. Passes to Abhinav. The answer is iron. Okay. Question number four. Carrots contain this substance which gives its orange color and gets converted into vitamin A. Carrots. In fact, the name is very similar, carrot, to this substance. No? Nope, no guesses? It's carotene or beta-carotene, from which you probably got its name from that, huh? Okay, vitamin A is really good for your immune system and your eyes, so be sure to eat the carrot sticks in your lunchbox and not throw it in the trash, okay? All right, question number five. This mineral which builds strong bones is found... Yes. Go ahead,
Pranav.
Calcium is right. Pranav took a little bit of a gamble there, but he gets 10 points. It's found in both milk, almonds, and green leafy vegetables. Okay, question number six. Bread, cereal, rice, pasta form which part of the basic food groups? Yes, green. That's Abhinav.
It's part of the wheat. Not grains, grains.
Grains. Well, you salvaged it. It's a part of the grains. Carbohydrate or grains group. Absolutely. Okay. What is question number seven? What is the main thing that whole grain rice has that white rice doesn't? No. Why does everybody say eat whole grain rice instead of white rice? I'm sure in some of your homes, mums have switched over the whole grain the white pasta to the whole grain pasta and white rice to the whole grain rice. No. The answer is fiber. It has fiber. Okay. Question number eight. Lactose is the sugar found in milk. What is the name of the sugar found in fruits? What is the name of the sugar found... Yes.
Fructose.
What did you say?
Fructose.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you points for that. It's fructose. 10 points for Shreyas. Okay, question number nine. This delicious, yummy food contains an alkaloid called theobromine, which means food of the gods. Sometimes when we eat it, we feel like that. It's known to improve one's mood. It's a dark substance which has theobromine, which means food of the gods. It's delicious. Every kid loves it. Yes.
Chocolate.
That was an educated guess on the part of Abhinav, and he's right. And our last question for this round. A disease known as scurvy is attributed to the deficiency of which vitamin? Yes, Abhinav.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Sailors used to get it, but you know, then they realized that if they took lemons along with them in their journey, they didn't get scurvy anymore. So lemon has vitamin C. Okay, we come to the end of the second round. We have just one more round left, and let's go to our listener question. Listener question. Is everybody ready? Our call number is 510-770-1550. Get ready to answer. Of these four fruits, which one has the most sugar? Raspberries, peaches, oranges, or grapes? Of these four fruits, which one has the most sugar? Raspberries, peaches, oranges, or grapes? And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hello, you're on the air with the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Aditi.
Aditi, and what's your answer, Aditi?
Grapes.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Aditi says grapes. You're on air with the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is grapes.
Gaurav also says grapes. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Jay.
Jay, what's your answer, Jay?
Grapes.
Grapes. Jay also agrees. It's grapes. I guess we know how sweet grapes can be. But I don't know if that's the correct answer. We'll find out soon. You're on the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Archit.
Archit. What's your answer, Archit?
Grapes.
Grapes. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Roshni Sahu again.
Roshni Sahu. Okay. What's your answer, Roshni?
Grapes.
Grapes. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your answer? What's your name?
Sarthak.
Can you spell that? Sarthak. Yes. Is that S-A-R-T-H-A-K?
My answer is grapes.
And your name is Sarthak? Can you spell your name for
yes,
me?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, yes, you're on the air. What's your name?
Ignor.
Ignor, of course. Ignor, what's your answer?
Grapes.
Okay, Ignor also says grapes. We have a pretty much universal consensus on grapes. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Vioma.
How do you spell that?
V-Y-O-M-A.
Vioma. Okay, Vioma, what's your answer?
The answer is grapes.
Answer is grapes. Let's go to another caller. We have a lot of callers this time. What's your name?
Ishan, and the answer is grapes.
Ishan is one of our regular callers. Thank you for listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Can you say jiye ja, sawal kiye ja with me? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jiye ja. I think we... Yeah, can you say it with me? Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is our last call for our second round. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Anchal.
Anchal. Go ahead, Anchal.
And the answer is grapes.
Okay, thank you, Anchal. And that is our last call for our second round listener question. We just finished two rounds of the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. And when we come back from a break, we'll see who won the listener question and also look at the points our contestants have. The contest is by no means over because we have 10 more questions of the current events round coming up. Come on, kids. Say it with me.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Safari Kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and...
The Safari Quiz Show.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, a provider of after-school and preschool programs. Thanks to them, we have this fantastic show and I have Ms. Shai with me in the studio today. Come on and say hi, Ms. Shai.
Hello, listeners. Thank you so much. We love you guys.
And for the last question, we had so many new callers and I think that was very, very exciting. And I want to announce the winner of the last round, which is Ignor. Ignor, you won again. It's about time you participated on the show. So I want you to go to safarikidca.com and register. Come on, we want to see you face to face. I know you love the show. You're a regular listener. You answer all the listener questions. So, and this is to all the other listeners on the show as well. If you've been loving the show, and you know, and you've been playing along with our contestants, go to safarikidca.com and register. We'd love to see you on air. We love our regular listeners. So let's come, so Ignor, you know what to do. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Just mention the fact that you won the second round listener question and we'll send you your prize again. We'd love to know what you've been doing with your prize. So do drop us a mail and we'll talk about that on our next show. Okay. Let's tote up our points for our contestants. Shreyas, how many points do you have?
15.
Can you lean forward?
15.
There you go. Shreyas has 15 points. He started the round with -5, right?
Yeah.
And he moved to positive territory. So let's hope that you keep doing, you know, you keep getting more and more points as we go to our current events round. Abhinav, how many points do you have?
I have 65.
Abhinav has a commanding lead at 65 points. So, Abhinav, which category of the last two did you enjoy more? The card games or the nutrition one?
The video games.
The video games one. But you answered more questions in the nutrition one, right? You knew a lot of the vitamins.
So, yeah.
So did Pranav for that matter. Pranav, how many points do you have?
30.
30 points. Do you think you're going to make up in the current events round?
Maybe.
Maybe. How does it feel to be behind Abhinav and having to catch up? Is it a very nervous experience?
Yep.
It is? Okay, so we'll find out what's going to happen next in the current events round. Okay, this is a question you guys should enjoy. Our first question. The Golf was the most successful car in Europe last year. Which car company makes the Golf? It also makes the Jetta and the Passat and the Bug and the Beetle. Yes.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Okay. Question number two. This week, Hugo Chavez, who was the president of his country for 14 years, died. Which country was he president of? Yes, Pranav, you got
Venezuela.
Venezuela. I think Pranav beat Abhinav to the buzzer there. Okay, question number three. Shreyas, come on.
I know, I don't really, see the news, but...
Okay, I'm trying to keep it as general knowledge as possible. Let's try question number three. This American stock index reached its highest ever point this week, climbing to over 14,300. What is the stock index in this particular stock index called? You know, they keep saying, oh, the stocks are going up. On what index? What is the name of that stock index? It's in New York. Yes.
NASDAQ.
Ooh, so close. 5 points. It's the Dow Jones Index. It's the other one. Good try, Abhinav. Good try. Okay, question number four. Mummified remains of this desert animal were found in the Arctic tundra this week. Desert animal has humps. Yes.
Camel.
Camel, Shreya. That's right. Sometimes it pays to take an educated guess. Question number five. Europe's largest volcano situated in Italy erupted this week. Name this volcano. It's a volcano in Italy. No idea at all. It's Mount Etna. Mount Etna. Okay, how about this one? Question number six. After Gangnam Style, what is the new viral dance craze? Yes.
The Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake is right. And Pranav gets 10 points. It involves people dancing with random movements. Has anybody seen a Harlem Shake video?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You have seen it? You do it all the time, Pranav? I wish we had a TV in here. We'd get him to do it. You know, it's causing problems in Egypt and all because they think that it's very bad for their culture, doing the Harlem Shake. Okay. Question number seven. Scientists have discovered that this flying insect can detect the electric field around flowers. This helps them determine whether the flower has nectar. It's a flying insect around flowers. Come on, take a guess. Yes.
Bees.
Bees. Oh. Good job, Shreyas. Good for you. Okay. Question number eight. This young Canadian pop star collapsed on stage during a concert in... Yes.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is right. And 10 points to Pranav. Two more questions. Okay. A physicist actually spent time, money, and effort to build a machine which separates the cream from this popular black and white cookie. Black and white cookies. Yes.
Oreos,
Pranav. Very good. Let's give him another 10 points. Pranav looks like he might be catching up. And I think we have just one more question. Wow, this may be a make or break question. Let's see. Okay. Daylight savings time starts tomorrow night. If you don't adjust your clock and it shows 7 o'clock on Monday, what time is it actually? What is the actual time? Yes.
6 o'clock.
No, we spring forward. That's 5 points. Okay. Shreyas, do you want to attempt that?
8 o'clock.
That's right. It's 8 o'clock. Okay. Time for our... I think the points are really, really close. Yeah, so unless you've been tracking at home, we don't know who's winning. So let's... we're going to take a break after our listener question and then come back to announce the winner. But let's go to our listener question, okay? Is everybody ready for the listener question?
50.
Don't count just yet, guys. We'll count it during the break. Okay. Listener question. Oz the Great and Powerful released yesterday. That movie Oz the Great and Powerful released yesterday. This is the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz? What's the name of Dorothy's dog? The number to call in is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550, and we already have callers. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Dorothy's dog is Toto.
And what's your name?
Amaya.
Amaya. Okay.
I called for the first round.
Yes, you did win. I hope you heard me announce your name. So you need to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to collect your prize. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Arav.
Can you spell that?
A-A-R-A-V.
Arav. Okay, Arav. What's your answer?
Toto.
Toto. I think a lot of people know this answer, so we're going to take the first 10 callers, okay? So if you know the answer, be sure to try to call in. 510-770-1550. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Aniruddha.
Aniruddha. Okay, Aniruddha. What's your answer?
My answer is Toto.
Toto. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Vishrut? Hi, Vishrut. Yes, tell me, what's your answer?
My answer is Toto.
Toto. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Anchal.
Anchal. Welcome back, Anchal. What's your answer?
And the answer is Toto.
Toto. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your answer?
Tutu.
Tutu. And what's your name?
Roshni.
Thank you, Roshni. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Ishan, and the answer is Toto.
Ishan has it down perfect. All right, our next caller is, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Mansi.
Mansi. Thank you, Mansi, for being a resident.
Toto.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you for being a regular listener of the show. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Shamit. We have a new caller. Is it the first time you're calling in?
No.
No, you've called before?
Called before?
Oh, you have? Okay. What's your answer, Shamit?
The answer is Toto.
Toto. Let's go to the last two calls. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Sabina.
Sabina. Hi, Sabina. Tell me your answer.
It's Toto.
Toto.
I love your show.
Thank you. Why don't you come and participate on it? We'd love to see you. Where do you live?
I live in Richmond.
In Richmond. It's not too far. We have the show in Fremont. If you go to safarikidca.com, you can register for our show. We'd love to see you on the show. You're obviously answering a lot of the questions. You may be actually able to win some big prizes here. So do think about registering, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I hope to see you on the show sometime. Bye. Okay, and our last caller for today is, what's your name?
Okay, bye.
Could you put the radio down? Yes, what's your name? Let's go to the next caller. Let me remind all our listeners, please, when you're calling into the show, turn down the radio so that we don't get feedback on the line. Otherwise, it's not possible to hear you. And that's our last caller for today. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Hi, Gaurav. Tell me your answer.
The answer is Toto.
Answer is Toto. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back from the break, we are going to announce the winner of the listener question number 3 and also the winner of today. Let's see if you have a new champion of our returning champion made it. Let's see. Come on, kids. Before we take a break, let's do our big cheer. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Hey,
Anju, do you know any good preschool and after-school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you send them to Safari?
Teenagers Savan Kijan!
We've come to the end of another rocking episode of the Safari Quiz Show, sponsored by Safari Kid. As I mentioned before, it's a wildly popular show, so if you want to sponsor some of the prizes for the kids, please get... reach out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We want to give these really brave kids a big incentive and a big reward for taking the risk and the challenge to come and participate here. It's not easy participating in a quiz show, but I love the way these guys approach it with so much smiling and enterprise, right? So let's see, who was the winner of our listener question number 3? And that would be Shamit. I hope I've got your name right, Shamit. Please reach out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com for your prize, and we'll get back to you absolutely. So let me recap our 3 winners for our listener questions. That's Ameya for the first round, Iknur for the second round, and Shamit for the third round. All of you, please reach out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll get your prizes to you as soon as we can. Okay, so it's time to now see who won this episode. Was it Pranav, our last week's champion, and will he continue on to the next round? Or was it one of the 2 new contestants, Abhinav and Shreya? So let's check out our points. Shreya, how many points did you get?
40.
Shreya's got 40 points. He really started out weak, but he really kept answering and kept doing well. And he answered some of the questions the older kids couldn't. So, big round of applause for Shreya's. Well done.
Thank you.
And Shreya's, come back again. As I've told all our contestants before, if you want to participate again, all you have to do is register. Your name just goes to the bottom of the line. And as we keep doing more and more shows, your turn will come again to be called. Okay, let's go to Abhinav, our other new contestants on the show. Abhinav, how many points did you get?
70.
70 points. An excellent job for Abhinav. Let's give him a big hand. And now we go to our returning champion, Pranav. Pranav Satish, tell me, Pranav, how many points did you get?
65.
Oh, so close. So now we have a new champion, guys. Let's give a big round of applause to Abhinav. First, let me go to Pranav. Pranav, well, you lost out by this much. What do you think could have made the difference in between winning and losing? After all, there was just 5 points separating you two.
Just mostly how fast he kicked the buzzer.
So you see, buzzer skills were a big advantage to you last time, and sometimes they're not, right? So, but hopefully we've eliminated the human error on our part, and the person who presses the buzzer first does get his stuff lit up, right?
Yeah.
So Pranav, do you think you'll be coming back to compete on the show?
Of course.
Absolutely. Let's give him a big round of applause. And you know what, guys? We are on radio, so we really can't see Pranav doing the Harlem Shake, but I absolutely want to see how he does that. So what we're going to do is, once the show is done, we're going to have him do the Harlem Shake and put it up on our Safari Kid Facebook page. So if you want to see a cool example of the Harlem Shake, you absolutely must go to our Safari Kid page and Facebook page and check it out. And do like us there, because all our information and all our updates are put up on the Safari Kid page, and we'd love for you to like us and keep informed of what's going on. So let's go to Pranav, our champion. Abhinav, our champion. I'm so sorry. Abhinav, come on. Tell us what your feelings are at this moment. Relieved?
Yeah, very, very relieved.
Abhinav actually thought at the end of the last round that he had lost.
Yeah, I did. I didn't see one of the chips.
So that was just 5 points separating you two, right?
Yeah.
So when you recounted, you found that you had won. What was your emotion at that moment when you realized you hadn't lost, you had won?
I was very relieved and happy.
So are you going to come back for the next round?
Yes.
Fantastic. So we're going to see Abhinav again next week. And maybe Arjav, who was our champion, who didn't participate in the last 2 rounds because he had to take part in some other competitions. But if we get him back, I'm sure it'll be a really... full of fireworks contest. So Abhinav, tell me, what did you do to prepare for the show?
I didn't prepare at all.
You just winged it?
Yes.
What do you read? What makes you more knowledgeable about stuff around you? Is it just school stuff, or do you do a lot of reading outside?
I do a lot of reading, and I read the Time magazine. And
is that the Time for Kids or the regular Time magazine?
I read both.
You read both?
I read both, and My dad sort of informs me on the news.
He informs you about the news? That's great. It's hard actually to communicate news to our kids because so much of the news has to do with stuff that we really don't want to expose our children to. But it's good to know what's happening in the world. And if parents can do that, that's wonderful. If you can sit with your kids for a few minutes every day and just sort of communicate with them what's going on in the world, whether it's something internally in the U.S. as like the sequester or one of these other things we talked about last week, or something that's going on in the world like we talked about Hugo Chavez and the being the president of Venezuela. And so, Abhinav, I think you certainly owe some of your prize to your dad.
So, yes.
So maybe you can share your prize today with him, right? say a big thank you to him, okay?
Okay.
All right, with that, we come to the end of today's show. Let me give a big round of applause for all our three contestants, Pranav, Abhinav, and Shreyas. Come on, guys, clap for yourselves. A big thank you to our producer, Michael, and this is your host, Vidya, saying bye-bye, and we'll see you again next week for another fun episode of the Safari Quiz Show. Last time today, guys.
Jai Jai Safari Quiz Show!